First, let's take a look at our headlines.
Cuban president meets with members of Casa de las Americas award jury.
Tuesday's quake described as the strongest registered in Cuba since 1991.
Palestinians rage as Trump unveils deal of the century.
Bolivian presidential candidate Luis Arce arrives in El Alto.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel met Tuesday with intellectuals and artists who make up the jury of the Casa de las Americas Awards. The national TV newscast reported that during the exchange, the president described the current situation in the Latin American and Caribbean region and stressed Cuba's principled position to resist and overcome growing imperialist hostility. Several of the jury members highlighted the importance of Cuba as an inspiring example for the peoples of the region. They also acknowledged the role of culture in shaping Latin American identity. Díaz-Canel also met on Tuesday with professors from the Enrique José Varona University of Pedagogical Sciences here in Havana to analyze methods to contribute to the improvement of the teaching of the Spanish language and literature. Young teachers explained to the Cuban president the new virtual project of free online courses which can be accessed from a mobile phone or a computer. This is true science focused on the fundamental problems we have today in our society, said the president. The fact that we can help children with learning difficulties to succeed in life has a lot to do with the humanist vocation of the Cuban Revolution, he stressed. Díaz-Canel also embraced the concept of integral formation, in which the learning of Spanish language and literature is the foundation of becoming a person distinguished by good behavior and culture.
The National Center of Seismological Research, CENAIS, described the earthquake of magnitude 7.1 on the Richter scale, which occurred at 14 hours and 10 minutes Tuesday, as the strongest registered in the history of the Cuban Seismological Service. The president of the Scientific Council of the Center, Dr. Vladimir Moreno Toirán, told Granma newspaper that since the creation of seismological stations in the country in 1964, this seismic movement had only been preceded in magnitude by one of 6.9 that occurred in 1991 in the same area. According to the official report, Tuesday's quake was perceptible throughout the country. It occurred about 125 kilometers southwest of Cabo Cruz and 145 kilometers southwest of Niquero in Granma province, with its epicenter located at the sea depth of about 20 kilometers. Moreno added that it was powerful but deep in the sea and very far away, both from Cuba and Jamaica, where it was also felt considerably. He added that it was felt most in the southeastern part of the country. However, there are reports of perceptibility throughout Cuba. The specialist stated that there should not be concern about tsunamis, because this type of horizontal fault rupture does not generate tsunamis. There have been no reports thus far of lives lost or injuries sustained, nor material damages, according to Gustavo Álvarez Matos, head of the Civil Defense Agency in Santiago.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets across the Palestinian territories as U.S. President Donald Trump unveiled what he calls the deal of a century. The scheme, which his administration has drawn up as a solution for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, has been totally rejected by the Palestinians. The U.S. president detailed the plan, which is reportedly the brainchild of his son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner, during a White House event on Tuesday alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Palestinian leaders immediately voiced their strong opposition to the so-called peace plan, which Trump first announced last year. On Tuesday, as the U.S. president prepared to officially unveil the details of his plan, Israeli troops reinforced their positions near a flashpoint site between the city of Ramallah and the Israeli settlement of Beit El in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. In the Gaza Strip, protesters trampled on posters of Trump vowing to reclaim the wholly occupied city of Jerusalem and not allow Washington to violate the rights.
Luis Arce, the presidential candidate of the Movement to Socialism, MAS, arrived Tuesday in El Alto, Bolivia, from Buenos Aires to participate in the campaign for May elections, although he said that there are no guarantees for a free and transparent electoral process. Arce was received at the airport by dozens of MAS militants who carried the multicolored flag of the indigenous people, Huipala, and shouted slogans of hope and victory. On January 24th, Bolivia's former president, Evo Morales, also referred optimistically to the socialist candidate's chances of triumph. "We are guaranteed a binomial that will allow us to succeed. Brothers and sisters, we must stay organized and united. Although they took away our power with weapons and bullets, we will recover it with the people's conscience and vote," the MAS leader said.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's go back over now to our news with Elena Valverde and Susana Nieves.
Former Brazilian President Fernando Collor de Mello defended the international medical collaboration of Cuba with Brazil. The former president told Prensa Latina News Agency, "I believe that the MAIS Medicals program provided innumerable benefits for our people." He argued that the project, created in 2013 during the administration of Dilma Rousseff, provided health care needed by the Brazilian people. "It was extraordinary," he stated, representing an improvement in humanitarian relations in Brazil, Cuba, and the rest of the world. Cuba withdrew from the MAIS Medicals project on November 14, 2018, as a result of questioning and derogatory statements made by then-president-elect Jair Bolsonaro with respect to Cuban professionals. Collor de Mello considered the attitude of Bolsonaro hasty, and he called for the return of the Cuban doctors to Brazil to resume their successful work without precedent in favor of the health of the Brazilian people.
The Cambodian Prime Minister, Hun Sen, received the Cuban ambassador, Liurca Rodriguez, this Tuesday in Phnom Penh as part of the celebrations for the 60th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between both countries. Cuba and the Kingdom of Cambodia established diplomatic ties on April 15, 1960. The Cambodian head of government announced activities for the celebrations of relations of friendship, cooperation, and respect between the two nations. In addition, he thanked Cuba for its solidarity in the field of health, and he stressed that his country must accompany the Caribbean island in its just and noble causes.
A new report has revealed that the right-wing coup in Bolivia received automated support from a U.S. Army veteran who retweeted thousands of anti-Morales messages believed to have been written by fake Twitter accounts. In the days preceding President Evo Morales' decision to step down amid pressure from the military, thousands of new accounts were created on Twitter, with many of them parroting identical messages written in English, "Friends from everywhere, in Bolivia, there was no coup." According to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, an estimated 68,000 fake accounts were created as the Bolivia crisis unfolded, all of them sharing 14 hashtags, which were either anti-Morales or in support of Luis Fernando Camacho, the right-wing politician who helped carry out the coup. Follow-up analysis by Julian Macias Tovar, a social media coordinator for the Spanish left-wing party Podemos, found that 48,000 accounts were created in a four-day period and appear to have been used solely to amplify these pro-coup hashtags. Tovar also stumbled upon a single account operated by U.S. Army veteran Luis Suarez, which has retweeted more than 13,000 messages containing the coup-friendly hashtags. Using a custom-made program to automate this Twitter activity, Suarez allegedly pumped out as many as 69 posts in a single second.
The European Union will respond reciprocally to any further tariffs imposed by the US on the bloc's products, French and German officials have warned in separate comments. Germany's ambassador to the United States, Emily Haber, said that the European Union is as strong economically as the United States and will respond to any additional tariffs with duties of its own on US products. Addressing an event hosted by the Center of Strategic and International Studies, Haber said that the EU's response will be in the same dimension, in the same vein. During the same meeting, French Ambassador Philippe Etienne to the US also warned that escalating tit-for-tat tariffs would hurt both economies. It is not in our interest to have an escalation of tariffs, he said. In Davos, Switzerland, earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump renewed his threat to impose tariffs up to 25% on imports of cars from the European Union if the bloc does not agree to a trade deal. Washington has already imposed a 25% tariff on a number of European goods and a 10% tariff on aircraft in a long-running pair of cases before the World Trade Organization over aircraft subsidies. It warned in December that it could raise those tariffs and expand the list of affected products.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban president meets with members of Casa de las Americas award jury.
Tuesday's quake described as the strongest registered in Cuba since 1991.
Palestinians rage as Trump unveils deal of the century.
Bolivian presidential candidate Luis Arce arrives in El Alto.